Okay. Agenda item number 9, discussion and possible action on House Bill 1437, Alliance Water by David Collingsworth.
Thank you. This agenda item takes a little bit more of a history lesson. Back in the late 90s, there was some jockeying going around for water in western parts of Williamson County. And legislation was drafted and ultimately approved that allowed the transfer of water from Lake Travis outside the Brazos River Basin into, including an interbasin transfer, to customers of the Brazos River authorities that didn't necessarily at the time share the intercontinental divide, if you will. So what it allowed is it allowed for the transfer of 25,000 acre feet of water to be considered for folks like Round Rock, Hutto, Georgetown, and what used to be called Chisholm Trail. While that provided an opportunity, the legislation also has some pretty unfriendly language for the ratepayers of the Brazos River Authority in that it mandated that all of the water that comes out of the Travis Basin be replaced drop for drop back into the Colorado Basin. And it was done so in such a fashion that the LCRA Board of Directors maintained the sole authority to determine how and a cost structure for making sure that that water was going to be replaced or that money was going to be put in place to make sure that water would ultimately be available. So the predicament that that puts the folks that are using that water in and the predicament that it puts the BRA in is that at some point in time when this water is being taken by the city of Round Rock, and Round Rock has over 20,000 acre feet of it under contract, the small city of Liberty Hill has about 600 acre feet of it under contract. Once they start taking that water, the BRA has to work with the LCRA and figure out how that water is going to be replaced. So instead of allowing the fate to be in the hands of the LCRA and allowing them to charge us for water projects that they were going to implement, with the partnership of the city of Round Rock, we've teamed up, and for the last couple of years, we've been looking at all of the alternative sources and projects where we can return that water back into the LCRA basin. And what we're looking at is the water that comes out of Lake Travis that comes into the Leander Cedar Park Round Rock area is treated at a wastewater treatment plant here owned by those facilities. And we're looking at the availability of taking that water as Round Rock uses water out of Lake Travis and returning that water in some form or fashion into the Travis Basin. At such time, we'll have to negotiate the terms of such an agreement with the LCRA. There are other benefits to the LCRA for accepting that water. One is Cedar Park and Leander have water that's not associated with that House bill that actually ends up into the Brazos Basin that could be returned. So there's a significant benefit to the LCRA for getting their hands on more water, and the significance to the BRA and the city of Round Rock is that hopefully we can control our own destiny and what the cost of that water looks like in the future. Right now, as a part of that piece of legislation, we pay a surcharge for that water. Right now, the surcharge is 25%, so we pay the mathematical equation, it comes out to about 25%. So we're paying about, what's LCRA's water rate? 145 plus a 25% surcharge when Round Rock starts taking that water. So it will be very expensive if we don't have our hands on it. But the real scary part is that the LCRA has the ability to deem as they see appropriate for what that future project looks like. So it could be much more expensive. So it's in our best interest to try to figure out a solution to that problem. For the last couple of years, the city of Round Rock and BRA have halved the cost. We've used Karen Fries and Associates. Karen here is in the crowd. She's a businesswoman out of the Austin area that has her fingerprints on a lot of the utilities that the city of Round Rock has developed. And her firm does an excellent job in figuring out solutions to these type of problems. So what we're looking for today is to take this study to the next level. It'll take us about 8 months to come up with the costing and what the preliminary engineering and the costs look like so that we can come back to you with a proposal to take to the LCRA. Any questions? Yeah.
So that that water line from Lake Travis through Cedar Park to Round Rock is under construction, and it should be ready to operate in the next year?
I think that's correct. Yes, sir.
And so if Round Rock elected to take water through that line, but we're not prepared to return the water at this time.
We're not prepared to return water, but we would be paying the fee, the surcharge for that, so that the LCRA could take that and credit us that for that water. And right now they're taking that money that we're paying, and they're doing projects like laser leveling of rice farms to conserve water. So the money is being put to a good use to conserve water, but that's how we would meet those needs. But at some point in time, Round Rock would be taking enough water that laser leveling of rice farms wouldn't balance out.
And so generally the thought is to return the water from a waste treatment plant, either, I guess, pipe it over to the appropriate creek so it ends up in the LCRA basin?
And that's what we have to determine. We have to determine... there are two creeks, and we have to determine the hydraulic issues associated, the permitting issues, biological issues associated with putting that effluent back in. And then also, hopefully, we can sit down at the table with LCRA and figure out what's most beneficial to them and come up with a win-win solution for both to determine how that water gets accepted. Director Johnson?
I was just thinking that, how do we get out of that? Well, we have water for them that they wouldn't have to take that $25,000 now, or in the future, figure out a way to get completely out of that and have new legislation?
The issue with getting out of that is that Round Rock spent millions of dollars in investment in a water treatment plant to treat that water from that location. So they would have to be the instigator and finding a way to get rid of that capacity in that water treatment plant if that was in their best interest.
Okay.
So there's challenges associated with that.
I see.
And the city's position has been that they have multiple water supplies in multiple basins, so they're...
That's actually a backup for them, so they think it's wonderful, but the amount of money seems to be unreasonable in comparison.
So hopefully once we present a solution to LCRA and we have a path forward, then we'll be able to maybe address some of the house bill issues in the future to make the water more affordable for Round Rock and the BRA. The legislation was started being drafted in 98. Was it passed in 99? Is that right? It was either 99 or 2000 is when the legislation went into effect.
And generally the cost of these improvements, the waste or the water line in, and then the whatever the ultimate solution is, Round Rock, or I guess its partners, Cedar Park and whoever else is taking, will bear those costs. Is that correct?
You know, I think that's a good point of negotiation. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be able to return more water to the LCRA, then they could I don't want to say that they could afford to come get. However, if there's water coming into Leander and Cedar Park, it may not be cost-effective to come get that water, and if we can return that water, it may put us in a good situation to negotiate a cost-sharing of some type of infrastructure in the future.
Sure.
But they will have to bear some of those costs. Yes, sir.
And I know that we're in the process of going to TCEQ to be able to recapture that effluent inside of our own calculations. And so I understand what you're going through.
We'll have to figure out where the water is most advantageous to the BRA from a cost-effective position. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
At some point, this is the same area where we're looking at using some underground water, some aquifer water in that same area.
Same county, the Trinity, the wells in the Trinity are a little bit further to the east and designated for sources a little bit further to the north.
And so what we're trying to do is find out if there's a cheaper way to...
In returning the effluent, Sal, would probably be a cheaper way than drilling a well field that could produce that type of volume.
Anybody else? Okay. Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, oh, I'm sorry. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute a contract amendment with K. Freeze and Associates to fund Phase 3 of the House Bill 1437 No Net Loss Water Study in an amount not to exceed $131,880, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute an amendment to the cost share agreement with the City of Round Rock to fund the House Bill 1437 No Net Loss Water Study so that the City of Round Rock is financially responsible for 50% of the Phase 3B cost.
Okay. Heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Mr.
Taylor.
No, I had
Munson.
Second. That's you. Richard, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bold?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.